What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. I am one of your hosts of this podcast, and I'm joined by my husband, my gorgeous, handsome, sexy, fine, divine, 6'5" husband of 13 years. Tell him who you are.
6'4" and some change. I am Marcus Tanksley of Marcus Ain't on the Gram. I used to be 6'5", y'all believe it or not. I gained a little weight and lost about a quarter inch.
Man, but not in the wrong place, baby. Marcus is the other host of this podcast. If this is your first time joining us, first of all, thank you so much. We do appreciate everyone who comes here, whether you've been here for forever or if this is your first time. Please make sure you rate and review us wherever you're listening to us on, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. Just go ahead and say, oh my God, they're so great, so funny. Oh, pew, pew, pew. It makes us more discoverable.
And make sure y'all put that in there. Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. Also, you can watch this on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. So go on ahead and jump over there. You can see us. You can leave comments that we read. And you can go ahead and subscribe as we journey to 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year.
We'll get there, y'all.
We want to give a shout out to our sponsors this episode. We have a new sponsor, which I'm really excited to share with everyone, Rebecca Allen. And then we have one of our favorites that has been sponsoring this podcast for a while now, and that is Usual Wines. Yeah. We'll tell you all about both of our sponsors later on in the episode. And then we want to give a huge and just an illustrious shout out to our Patreon. They are watching us live right now. We call them our immediate family because the people who support us are like family, and the people who support us by being members of our Patreon are like immediate family because they are allowing us to be able to do the things that we feel like we have been created to do, which is creating really great family content for everyone to watch. So if you would like to join our Patreon, you can always go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangels. And for the low of $5, okay, a month, which is only 16 cents a day, you get to watch this live as well as get exclusive content and a lot of other good stuff.
That was a mouthful.
I know, but I was on it, though.
Yeah, you was. I wanted to interject, but I'm like, nah, she got it. I'm going to let her talk.
There's a product that I always love talking about on here that I want to just bring up real quick, and I'm going to talk about it. I want you to just set it back, right?
You want to set it back?
Set it on back. All right. Let me talk about it. I know I'm talking a lot.
Nurse's headache.
My gorgeous, fantastic, just sexy husband, the father of all four of my children, he created an all-natural beard and body butter that we talk about every single podcast, but I want you all to really understand just how much love and care is put into this product. My husband makes every single batch of this beard and body butter called Manshit, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. He makes it in our kitchen. He packs it up in the den. He prints off the labels on my printer, cuts them with a paper cutter, tapes them, puts in the cards to be like, thank you for buying, here are the user instructions, and then takes them to the post office himself, sometimes at 11 o'clock at night, sometimes at midnight, all to make sure people are getting the best quality control that he can give, because he's the one who's actually doing everything, and so that they are getting it in a timely manner. So if you have a beard, if you have skin, if you just got extra money that you're trying to figure out how to spend, please support Manshit. You can get it right now, just for right now, because the prices will be going up. For $15, you can go to his website at manshyt.com. It's about to go through some rebranding. The packaging might change. We're just working through some things because the line is going to expand, and we want everything to have a nice nice through line. But I don't think people understand, like, he's literally in here looking like Betty Crocker. whipping up these butters and these oils.
Nino Brown.
No, he don't. He doesn't. It'd be nice if he looked like he was in the drug game, but he doesn't. He looks like he is in the baking game. But yes, definitely give it a try. And
when I pull out them scales, it looked like straight up.
Yeah, the scales, yes. But once he starts the blending with the beaters and stuff. So yes, he does put his heart into it. It's not something that he's like making willy-nilly. He is truly doing the work. We can say that there have been customers that have used it for eczema and they have enjoyed the results. We can't say that there's any scientific proof that we can back up that it does, but it's all natural oils. So if your body is not opposed to that, go ahead and use it. All right. Okay.
It's better than any promotion I've ever done.
Oh, thank you.
That's what it is. I have nothing to add to that.
Just wanted them to know just a little bit more. Once he starts doing marketing, I think people will be able to get a little bit of insight on how he makes it. But just give it a whirl. It is hotter months.
Hot right now. It melts at body temperature for good reason. If you put it in your hand like butter, it will melt. So with the hotter temperatures, that's why I always mail it out at night. I never mail it out anytime after Thursday. Because I don't want it sitting in the sun in some mail truck or in some facility that doesn't have AC. So that's one thing that we deal with. If you get it and it's liquid, put it in the refrigerator.
It'll solidify.
And it's just as good as it would be had it not came that way.
So, yes, go ahead, get you some in shape. All right, so which one do you want to do? In My Feelings or Tanksley Pride? No, because you like to clown me anytime I choose.
You stuck on Tanksley Pride for because, 4 weeks straight.
And I like my kids, so which one do you want to do? I'm not going to choose. You're going to choose. That way, there will be no... And why you choose? I knew you were going to choose that, so you choose.
You know what really scrapes my rims? And I thought about that as you was Randall. Let's do Tanksley Pride.
Okay, so we're jumping into a segment that we like to call Tanksley Pride. Tanksley Pride are our four sons, and we love to be able to tell you all a little bit of insight on what's going on in their lives in this podcast. So I'll start off. I cannot believe that I am now the mother of a preteen.
Yeah.
Our oldest son, Marcus, on this past Saturday turned 11 years old, and it's crazy, like, little Marcus coming into our life was the start of so many different things for me. It was the start of my career as a mommy influencer. It was the start of my career as a comedian. He's like my milestone baby. So, like, when I see him getting older, it makes me reflect on a lot of things, not just him, but like our life as it's changed. And just to think that this little baby that I used to call a glowworm is more than likely not in my reality, but in everybody else's reality, is probably going to be taller than me by next year, hurts my heart.
Yes.
I was just telling my husband, we have to, Here's the story. I'm going to give y'all, you already know. Here's the story. You know, my husband, he sometimes, it's very rare, I feel like, but he sometimes gets a little, like, a little frisky, okay? And he was...
Oh, you think it's rare?
I like to say... choose a place, yes.
Because we ain't got options.
I know. Okay. It's a little rare. He'll sometimes get a little frisky and be like either option A or option B as far as a location where he's trying to make things happen. And y'all should know what I mean when I say happen. But before I finish this riveting story, let me tell you about our first sponsor, Rebecca Allen. Yes, Rebecca Allen is a Black woman-owned brand making sophisticated solutions for women. Today, you can shop their incredible footwear collection,
3 timeless styles and 5 shades of nude to complement women of all different complexions. These are wardrobe solutions, not merely shoes. Women love them because it takes the headache out of getting dressed and wondering if you have the right shoe to complete an outfit. These are no-brainers and they offer free shipping and returns, so no risk to try on at home. The Skim, which is a patent leather point toe flat that looks super clean and chic. I mean, you can wipe it down when you come in from the outside, so they always looked polished. Okay, I absolutely love this style because a lot of times I don't want to wear heels, but I want to look cute. This is the style that you would want. The two strap would be the style that my husband would love seeing me in. It's designed to be high enough to be red carpet ready, but something you can actually walk in for a night out. It's loved by celebs and stylists. And the new pump, this is the one that I actually got for my sister, the judge, Your Honor, is an almond toe with a 3-inch heel, perfect for heading back to the office, okay? These are must-haves for a smart, edited closet. I'm telling you, especially being a Black woman myself, finding the perfect nude shoe for my complexion has been something that has been hard all of my life. So these are the type of shoes that you want to have that would be the perfect staples in your office. Rebecca Allen exists to help all women do their best work, and it's not just about taking the pain points out of your day. They also just launched a Fit Expert seller program where you can actually sign up to earn extra income with them. This is not a tiered scheme. You don't have to recruit anyone. You just host virtual events and earn 20% commission of your sales. This is for anyone that's looking to get a side hustle, make extra income remotely. I mean, and everybody can use that these days. You simply share the brand and get paid for the sales you drive. You can learn more on their site at Rebecca-Allen.com. Brands spend billions of dollars on ads on Facebook and Google and podcasts, and the Rebecca Allen team would rather pay you and put the money back in the local communities. Worn by tons of celebs, fashionable ladies. Okay, listen, just check out their Instagram at Rebecca Allen NY to peep what they got going on. Rebecca Allen is also about to drop some fabulous masks and a few new shades, okay? And they will have more new products in coming down the pipeline. This is definitely a brand to watch. So head to RebeccaAllen.com. That's RebeccaAllen.com and use our code ARGUE20 for $20 off your order of $100 or more. Thanks, Rebecca Allen. Now back to this juicy story. So I was like, I know where I want it to happen, right?
She said place and position.
Yes, I did. I told him exactly what I wanted to happen, right? So he was like, bet. Now, we're all fully aware that we have limited time, especially when we have a one-year-old. He was asleep, though, so we were really like, this is the time to get it in, right? Yeah. So, everything's going great. We have locked the door of where we're at. However, to unlock it is actually on the other side of the door. Like, we have to unlock it with the key, but the kids would have to just unlock it with the locks. So, we are almost.
Y'all. Basically, we were basically outside the house.
Yes.
Sum all that up.
We're almost like, we're almost done. And we hear.
Let me tell you something. To lead, to unlock the door that we're referring to, there's a top lock, a deadbolt, and a bottom lock on the thing. Which takes, you know, yeah. And then open. When I tell you it was one solid motion, the door opened.
So,
yeah.
Luckily, I'm very fast and I have cat-like reflexes. Okay? So, I've moved and hit myself. I don't know how.
I'm like, shut up.
I didn't know what. I didn't know if the child, our son, was looking for me because he's always looking for me. He's like, "Where's mommy?" And I was like, "Ah!" But he started talking. I don't know. Did you look?
Check that. Yeah. Check out when the door's locked. You can just leave.
Now, mind you, where we're at, it's completely dark.
Yeah, it made no sense.
Are off. So I'm hidden.
He literally walked into a dark room asking me, where's mommy?
So then I'm like, he said, let's go look for her. So he has to, I don't even know how he gets himself robed back up as quickly as you did.
I don't even remember, Paul. I know. I was mad more than anything.
So he.
Worse than ass kid. He probably around there listening.
Right.
Sneaky ass.
He had to walk back into the house with him. And I'm
most
like.
Most fathers would have been shamed. I would.
So I'm just like standing there waiting to figure out what I'm supposed to do. And so he comes back in. He said, what you gonna do is go out that way and come around the side of the house and just pretend like you've been outside, right?
In the backyard, that's all.
I said, well, I'm gonna wait until y'all end up in the front yard, right? And mind you, I'm forgetting how hard it is to open. I'm trying to open that side door quietly.
Oh, yeah, you can't. I purposely made that door difficult to open.
It was like,
I got car jacks and shit over there. The door rubs the concrete when you open it.
I couldn't. It was so loud trying to get out there. And he had the child go the wrong I don't know why you had
I thought you was coming back into the house to go to the backyard. I didn't think you was going to pick the side door.
So
that's what his ass get.
But no, Marcus was like, I think he know what, like, I think he know we lying. But he's like, I said.
Yeah, he ain't looking me in my eyes for the rest of the day.
Portia said, was it a shed? No. It was our garage.
Shed.
Yes, because she didn't know. He said he didn't look at him. So
he walked through the house looking at him.
Because you
been worse with them lights on. I can tell you that.
Because you probably were you. You still don't even know if you were exposed when he came in. Okay. So, anyways, long story short, it's time to have the talk.
Yeah, I don't know of a parent that ain't been there.
Been in that situation. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's not that terrible for you. I think it's way worse for me.
You could be dating and he catch you, but you ain't. You married.
I know, but it's still just like, oh my God. This was, you're hurting her. So, yeah, that's my
mama gonna see this damn podcast.
And she's gonna be like, y'all over here traumatized. I'm sure my mother is watching right now, and she's like, that's why y'all were trying to get me up out of the house.
That's all right, Mom. I got something to tell you.
What'd you say?
Years ago, we were living in Winburn.
Oh, no. Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. How old were you?
I was young. I was real young.
Like what?
I don't remember. It was daylight. It was daylight.
How? Wait a minute.
I ain't giving you no more details.
I just want to know how old you were. That's it.
I don't remember.
You don't know if you were elementary or middle school?
I wasn't even elementary.
Oh, wow. That really did seal into your brain if you weren't in elementary. That thing said, I ain't leaving. You will forever.
No, it left. And then once I got old, I was like, oh.
Did they have to talk to you, or did they not know? They don't. You
Mama
said
just now hearing this for the first time. On Wednesday.
Speaking of which, his mama called and fussed us out. Yeah, you want me to say cussed us out?
I ain't never heard of fussed us out.
Oh yeah, people say fussed out.
I ain't never heard that.
She didn't cuss at us, but she fussed us. No, she did cuss. Yes, she did. She did cuss over last week's episode. When Marcus was complaining about the stuff he didn't get.
Yeah,
she didn't said, get my... these ungrateful.
They had money. They could have bought me anything.
But they made you into such a great man by not buying you everything.
Yeah. So, still want my go-kart.
What's your Tanksley Pride story?
It's not a prideful story. It is, I guess it's this. A story about the pride. It's damn Cy, y'all. He's on my last nerve. He's the one I'm end up having to put my hands on first. Because Sai, he don't have a fear. He has no fear. He will push them buttons.
Yeah, he has no fear.
He will just keep pushing those buttons. Just see how far he can get. Today's a prime example. I literally had to get in the truck. I had to say, shut up and stop talking.
Hey, guy.
So he just kept going. He just kept going.
He does not care. He doesn't.
That just singing his little songs in the back.
Loud. Ah! Just making so many noises. And we're like, Sai, calm down. And it doesn't help because we're in his truck right now, which is a pickup. So they're so much closer to the backs of our heads than if we were in my truck, which we would put them in the way, way back. So it's just like, and yes, Sai, he just won't stop. He can't stop, won't stop. He's just in a...
Mommy. Mommy. Mommy, daddy, that don't say nothing else.
He does this thing where you'll tell him what to do or you'll give him an answer.
Anything
about something,
he will repeat.
He will repeat it. I was like, go on ahead and get that straw. You can use that.
Get the straw? I can use that?
Yes. Go on ahead and get the straw. You can use it.
Okay. I mess with him sometimes. I don't even repeat him. I don't even respond. He's like, boy, go over and get that bow. When we go over here, get the bow. And if you don't say nothing, he will ask you again. Huh? You want to go get the bow? Like, you trying to piss me off. I know that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to piss me off.
Yeah, these boys, they're just, y'all hear, the landlord really thinks, Amar really thinks he's a part of this podcast. With the way he's
talking. You notice when he ain't here, the media family like, where's the slumlord?
But he's just really talking about something. You done? No, he's not done. All right, so anyways, the topic that we decided that we were going to discuss today is... Okay, you want to announce it? Tell him what our topic is, Marcus.
What was it again?
Oh my gosh. I need you to...
I really gotta use that.
You gotta use the restroom.
Been drinking a whole lot of water.
Okay, we're gonna pause for the cause then.
No,
because I need you to focus and be helpful. Right. Pause for the cause. We'll be right back after this urination. And we're back. All right, Marcus. Tell them what the topic of today is. The
topic of the day is people that inspire us, that are inspirational, people
who have impacted us.
We want to give our flowers. What did you call it? Giving the flowers to the people
while they're living. For those of you all who are watching this, like close to the time in which we have actually shot this, just 2 days ago, we found out that Chadwick Boseman had passed. Chadwick Boseman, the actor that many of us all knew from all of his work, James Brown, Black Panther,
Jackie Robinson.
I think he did Thurgood Marshall. Mm-hmm. Like, so many iconic roles. Such a phenomenal actor. And, you know, there's an assumption a lot of times that we have more time.
Right.
That, you know, tomorrow is promised. And life loves to remind us that that is not the case. Mm-hmm. And while I'm pretty sure Chad was aware of the impact he's had on the world, especially being our literal superhero. Like I said, I don't think we've had a superhero since Mr. T. And he wasn't an actual superhero. So I just thought it would be great to like actually take the time out instead of making this, because this could be a really somber podcast, but that's not really our style. I decided, you know, in celebration of all the things that Chad has done and how many people he's impacted, we should take the time and talk about the people who have impacted us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give them their flowers. The people who are alive, give them their flowers today. And they don't have to be famous. But we also give famous folk, too, if we want to.
Yeah. As people, whether we've met them or not.
Yeah. Some people don't even realize that
the impact that they
have had an impact on folk. Do you have someone that you want to start with?
I started off with actually bought a painting with this man on it, Colin Kaepernick. I feel like he made a sacrifice that most athletes are not willing to make by using his platform to raise awareness. And I said that a long time ago. It's like, this man is a revolutionary hero, and people won't realize it until probably another 60 years, mm-hmm. when they'll look back on the year 2017, 18, 19, and 20, mm-hmm. and realize, you know, he was a pinnacle moment. He was a pinnacle figure when all this, you know, when we started talking about, you know, the Black Lives Matter, and there's this whole movement that started just from all the stuff that's been televised lately. It's always been a problem, but it's been televised lately. He kickstarted a lot of this, a lot of things that people are now speaking up about, people that there's a lot of people that still don't like what he did. And, oh, you know, there's a time and place for everything. Well, this is the time and this is the place for it, because I'm a man that's affected, directly affected by this. Uh-huh. So that's somebody I've always I've always given him his credit where it's due. People will come up with excuses of why he got blackballed from the NFL, but mm-hmm. that's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
you know, there's you can't deny it. And I, like I said, I bought that painting because I feel like he is definitely what's the word, catalyst. Somebody just, yes.
Uh-huh.
He's definitely a figure that is to be recognized, respected, and remembered for that. So that's somebody
that you want to give flowers.
Yeah,
to.
Absolutely.
Here's a person that I actually do know.
Hold on, real quick. I'm mad because I can't get any of his goddamn merchandise. Try to get the jersey, it was sold out. I tried to get the shoes. I was waiting when they said they was going on sale at 12 o'clock. I figured, okay, it's probably East Coast time. 8:59. I'm waiting on the button. By the time that clock struck, I hit purchase, sold out.
Dang.
If I can get a goddamn jersey, extra large, a shoe, 13, let me know. Mm. And no, I ain't buying one. Yeah, it's probably going to be the only way. Kaepernick, come out with some more stuff. Not that he'll ever see this.
He might.
But make it more, make it a little easier to get, man.
You're like, you need more things. Somebody.
That scrapes my dreams.
Okay, we're off of that. Okay.
Aren't we though?
Yes. Let me talk about my person.
Talk about your person.
I actually know this person, met this person, and the way they've impacted me is different than how they've impacted everyone else. And that is Miss Tabitha Brown.
Mm.
Now, Tabitha already uses her influence just to be able to speak life into people, to make people feel seen, to make people feel heard, to make people feel cared for and loved. That is not how she's impacted me. The way Tabitha has impacted me was I couldn't really figure out a way to give back. Like, meaning I have a heart and a desire to be a philanthropist, especially when I mm-hmm. have wealth and money. And even prior to that, I want to be able to give to others, right? And I could not figure out a way to do that because I have 4 kids. And now one thing I do refuse to do is to give so much to other people that I don't have enough to give to my kids. Uh-huh. So I was really trying to figure out, like,
yeah, it's got to be within reason.
Right. I was trying to figure out, like, how can I do it? And when she did Mommy Confessions and I asked her, how did Very Good Mondays. I was like, how did that come about? How did Very Good Mondays come about? And she was just like, I have a rate and my rate is very high, right? My rate is not as high as her, but I do have a rate as well. I don't like when people just be wanting me to promote their stuff. And I'm like, you know, brother, sister,
yeah.
This is how I make a living. There's a rate I have. But she was like, you know, with Very Good Mondays, this was a way that I could give to the small business owner who cannot afford me, and I could give a shout out to their product. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, ah, that's dope. Like, she has a segmented time that people love to watch, and the person, a company can get a shout out. And for a lot of people, that would be a huge catalyst for their business, mm-hmm. business, because she reaches a lot of people. Even before she blew up, she was reaching a lot of people. So, like, that gave me, like, the piece that I felt like I was missing of, like, how can I be of service, but within the realm of what I am actually capable of giving. And so that's why you see me. And like, this is from, I have on Melanated in Faith. This is from a line called Divine by Design. I was like, oh, perfect. I can use the fact that I'm in front of the camera so much and wear shirts and jewelry made by, you know, small business owners, where I'm not like, oh, yeah, it's going to cost this much for you to do it. Like, I got to wear clothes. Mm-hmm. So that's not something that I feel like I have to have a branded deal on. But she just made it so I didn't feel like everything I was doing was so selfish, because that was like, I really was like, I'm a part of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated because I am dedicated to service. And so just seeing her, before she even like blew up, have a heart of service and use it was mm-hmm. just impactful for me, because I really was like, I don't even know how I'm supposed to do it. I was like, I have no idea how I'm going to do this. So I know a lot of people give her flowers already just because she just has such a genuine heart. But that's somebody that I definitely feel like, you the best. Mm-hmm. You the best.
Now, somebody, I saw a couple people say, you know, Barack Obama, I feel like he gets his flowers. How can he not?
How can he not?
So it's not taking anything from him. But yeah, he's definitely overflowing with the flowers. Mm-hmm. My next one was, I thought of one artist, but I don't want to singularly call them out because a bunch of artists do this. I'll just name a few, and it's going to be like two different ends of the spectrums. You have like your Jay-Z's, your Master P's, mm-hmm. your these people, even Puff Daddy. For me, they're very inspirational because they are living this American dream, and they promote it, mm-hmm. and they don't make it a secret of how they got there. Mm-hmm. They're like Jay-Z's album 444 is like, hey, this is what we need to do as a people. Mm-hmm. Master P's teaching, a lot of people might think that man's broke or whatever, but mm-hmm. he's not. He's doing very well for himself. He's actually mm-hmm. teaching master classes on people starting up their own businesses.
Yeah.
But those type of people like that are in that boat of rags to riches, literally rags to riches, and they promote that, and they let people know. They try to give guidance. It may be given to them. They may be giving guidance in a way a lot of people don't want to really hear. Like if they put it in a song. However, they're trying to reach the audience that got them to where they are, which I don't knock that at all. It's like the people that are listening to this, they need to hear the message. They need to hear how I got to where I'm going, how I got here, how you can get here is no secret. This is what I do. This is how it's done. So that message may not be for everybody in that way. However, they're trying to reach their audience, and I feel like they do a pretty good job of doing it. Whether the people listening, some of them may not get it. They may think it's just lyrics, but it truly is them like reaching out to their own people. But it's not just those two. It's or those three. It's a few different, and I can't go down the list and just start naming them off because, you know, people write books, they do these documentaries, or they're just in an interview, and they, you know, just by them telling how they started and the things that they had to go through to get to where they were, and just constantly driving that message home of never giving up, mm-hmm. or, you know, just sticking with it. You know, failure is the best teacher. Will Smith's another one. Failure is the best teacher. It's like, you know, when you fail, it's just another step. Failure is actually success. Mm-hmm. Like, it just taught you what not to do.
Yeah.
So that's as a group.
Limit crew.
Not even No Limit, just the artists, the uh-huh. people that are in the spotlight, even actors. Not to say that's going to be the end of the show, but like those people that do that, like whether they're artists, anybody that's in the spotlight that does that. Actually, before I leave that, I was watching the sitcom on Netflix, Black AF.
Wait, now you got to wait until I finish this.
Oh, go ahead and
finish. I want to talk about our next sponsor, Usual Wines. They're one of our favorites. Usual Wines has just been a household favorite here. We love everything about this brand, and we can't wait to tell you all about them if you haven't heard about them yet. Usual Wines are wines for the modern drinker. Each bottle is 6.3 ounces. It's a heavy pour, about a glass and a half. I'm telling you, if you're trying to get a nice drink in you, all you need is a bottle of Usual Wines, and you're going to be feeling good after you finish it. What's so great is that Usual Wines is made from the world-class American viticultural area in California, where we're trying to go sometime soon. We're talking about Napa, Sonoma, Santa Barbara. And it's made with minimal interventions, zero sugar, and zero additives.
Let me tell y'all about that red. Oh, my God.
Tell them about the red, baby.
That red. It's something, does something good to your soul.
Yes. I'll be feeling the rosé because I don't want something super. My palate has changed, and I don't want anything super sweet. And it's so, the way they do their fermentation process, they ferment out all of the sugar so that you got no sugar, but you got some good old alcohol content, okay? So you get that nice, just dry, just tasty, it's crisp.
Yeah, that's a good one too. I can't even decide between the two myself.
They're so good. They also have a Brut. But what's so great about it is because it's a single serving, your wine is never going to be stale. And that's the thing. If you're not a heavy drinker where you're drinking wine every day, which we're not, when you open up a full bottle of wine, that thing, it does not, it's not like, it's not Kool-Aid. It can't just sit in your refrigerator. Yeah, you got to, at most, you can probably refrigerate it for like a day or cork it again for a day or two. But after that, it's going to become stale. The taste is not going to be great. So with Usual Wine, it's one single serving bottle. It's something that you will finish that night. So you don't have to worry about stale wine tomorrow. So if you're interested in having some wine that has No sugar. Okay. A wine that is zero additives.
Zero.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A wine with minimal intervention.
Well.
Low calories.
Mm-hmm.
Check out their website at www.usualwines.com and use our promo code ARGUE for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us.
That's right, family.
Thank you, Usual Wines.
Thank you, Usual Wine. Greatly appreciate
now,
it.
Now, go ahead and continue what you were saying, my love.
I was watching the show on Netflix, Black AF.
Yes, he loves it.
But I love it.
He's watching it for the second time.
The second time. I love that show. However, there's a episode that Tyler Perry was on. And the knowledge, the gem that Tyler Perry dropped was just, that's like the dopest thing I've heard this year. Just coming from who he is. Coming from that person who has done things that no other black person in the history of this planet has done.
Mm-hmm.
Just the things that he was saying, I was just like, and I rewound that part. I was like, that's so dope.
Yeah.
He was basically, in a nutshell, just telling him, cater to your audience and don't worry about critics or nobody else. If your people like it, screw everybody else.
Yeah.
He was like, and that's why I am who I am. Like, hate him or love him, Tyler Perry is at the top and nobody can doubt that.
Yeah. And he's done it by sticking true to that.
Yeah,
he knows that there's an audience that likes what he likes. He also knows there's an audience that doesn't, and he's not worried about that.
He ain't worried about that audience.
And let me talk about that. That gives you so much freedom when you think of it in that terms. When you're not trying to worry about what everybody's gonna say, what everybody's gonna do, because at the end of the day, you cannot please everybody. And let me tell you, an audience likes when they are catered to.
Yeah.
An audience loves it. You all are an audience. You all know that.
Yeah, hopefully y'all like me being me.
But it's not, I mean, it's not just about, Tyler Perry was not just like, I'm just trying to be me. He just understood what he wanted to make actually spoke to certain people. And so what he wanted to make only speaks to those people. So he's not trying to make something else to speak to other folk. He's like, this is it. This is what I'm trying to talk about. So I know that, like, I am not going to be making content that for an 18-year-old in the life that she's living currently is going to be like what she's going through. But that's not the audience I'm trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
That I might be an audience member that I might get, just like I'm sure Tyler Perry probably has some people in Japan that might like his stuff randomly. But that's not who he's trying to cater to. So no, like Tyler Perry has just, he definitely deserves more roses than what he gets. I think a lot of people get so stuck up on what Hollywood standards are and how he's not like even trying to be on Hollywood standards. Really not. And because of that, he was able to get back into production before a lot of Hollywood shows were able to. So he does, him especially, he does deserve it because people drag him a lot.
They really do drag. It took me a long time to come out of what I thought a show or movie should be to understand, like, no, that dude is doing everything right.
Yeah.
Like for real, for real.
Like, I know that I'm not fully his audience. There are certain things.
I know
that,
I'm not his audience, but
yeah.
He's doing his thing. Like, that's definitely something
you
to
can
follow.
Tell. He knows. Marcus's dad loved Tyler Perry shows.
He would sit there and get to laughing and wiping his eye, half his napkin and wiping his ass because he's laughing so hard. Like, you couldn't tell him nothing about Madea.
Right. Like. Loved it. I was like, oh, Tyler Perry knows this man. He know, meaning Marcus's dad. He knows him. That's who he's writing for. The stuff that I be like wanting and complaining about, Marcus's daddy is not worried about. No. He wants some good laughs. He wants to be able to get to this, like Lifetime and Hallmark. Hallmark knows who they're talking to. They're not over here trying to come up with the next James Bond. They're not trying. They're
Angel like, be like, why are you wearing that wig? He's like, why ain't I? Why would I? Wouldn't I wear it?
Right.
These 3 trillion people like it.
Exactly.
You don't? Okay.
Yeah. speaking of entertainers, baby's down.
This boy.
Speaking of entertainers, there was a point in time in my life that I was really depressed. It's actually a point in time that a lot of people end up depressed. I didn't know this until after I got through it. It was in my mid-20s. It was like 23, 24, maybe a little bit going into 25. I was very depressed. I was out here in California by myself in Irvine. And just couldn't really put my finger on it. I couldn't figure out what was causing me to feel the way that I felt. I was just unsure about myself. I was just an emotional wreck. And y'all know I'm not an emotional person. But I was like, I felt like I wasn't making the smartest decisions. And a part of me just didn't know if God was listening in a way, like, to me. And I remember playing Mary Mary so much. And that would be I would still be crying as I listened to them. And as you all know, if you watch Here's the Thing, I'd be crying during their during their fast songs as well. But, like, really, it was their songs that would get me out of the slump so that I could, like, get back into work or get back into school and do what I needed to do to be successful in either arena. And I remember the church that me and Marcus used to go to that went defunct. The Erica Campbell, who's married to Warren Campbell. His dad, Warren Campbell Sr., was the assistant pastor at the church. So they would sometimes come visit. And I remember the first time I saw Erica Campbell, I was pregnant with little Marcus. And I remember she sat in front of me and tears just started to flow out of my eyes. And I so wanted to say something to her, but then I knew I was going to look crazy because I would have been this pregnant woman tapping on her side, just being like,
that's like a pass though if you're pregnant.
I mean, I guess so. Yeah. But I was so like, and before I got a chance, and I almost got up the nerve to do it. And before I got a chance to do it, they moved them up to the front of the church, closer to the front.
Yeah.
And, but like, I just wanted them to know. I was just wanted them to know, like, y'all got me through some dark times. Like, when I just didn't, you know, people like, you pray, or people read scripture.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you don't have that in you either, okay? So what I did have was my my CD player. I had my Mary Mary CDs, my Wild Gospel CDs, and that's what I used to help me get through it. And I felt like a lot of their songs were just like, they just spoke to my spirit. So, when I tell you, those times were hard. Like, because I had no one. I was just out here like, dude, like, that's when I started I would have really bad anxiety attacks. It was just like, what is going on with my life? So, yeah. If I could give them their role. Now, I have met Tina, and she didn't seem like she wanted to have that much of a conversation, so it was more so a hi, I'm a fan. But one day.
Is that the one that keep the bun on her forehead?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw her too. On the escalator. And it was at this shopping mall. And I saw her, and I saw her see me recognize her.
Oh, uh-huh.
And, you know, so I just like, you know, just kind of nodded my head, and she just.
She was like, I ain't got time
and
for you.
Away. I'm like, you ain't going nowhere. We on the escalator. You're going a half mile an hour.
You're going to have to look back at me. You should have just been standing like, you're going to have to see me here. So
hi. I see you be mean to everybody on your little show you got. Do the air grab.
Hey. But I know hopefully one day I'll be able to, hopefully one day soon, like I said, tomorrow ain't promised, I'll be able to tell them, like, you know what, yeah. You all really.
She probably just got bombarded by a bunch of fans, ain't no telling.
Yeah, no telling, but yeah, she's definitely one of them. And I'm going to name somebody else who y'all already know. Y'all already know she don't need no more flowers. But I'm going to tell you why she about to get these flowers.
Well, she already got flowers. She ain't getting none. But moving on.
I just want to explain why she gets flowers.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I just explain why she gets flowers? Can I explain why? Can I?
I'm sure we know. But go ahead.
Would you explain why she gets flowers?
Why wouldn't? She's a woman. She's powerful. She makes great music. No. She inspires us all. No. And she's a mother. And she's done all that. Having kids and deal with so much.
Why are you saying it like that's trash?
Because it's great, but we've heard it from you already. Because you always giving her flowers.
Well, she going to get them again because this is my podcast.
I'm
going to
take three petals from all the goddamn bouquets that she got.
You know why also I'm constantly giving her flowers too? Because while she does. Well, not just that. People are always hating on that woman.
Yeah, but for every one person that's hating on her, there's literally 1,500 more that are giving her flowers.
Exactly, but still.
It's a 1 to 1,500 ratio.
It's still like.
Probably like me with Drake.
Okay, listen. Nah, he Drake could never. It still like baffles me the asinine comments people will make behind her. Like, I can get how somebody might not be into her music. I can almost get how somebody could even decide to fashion their lips to say that they don't think she's that talented. But then when people try to put her into demonic,
you know, she
cults.
Got there from worshiping the devil. Well, how worshiping? Where's that book at?
Because I want the money. No,
I want y'all to hate me as much as you hate her.
No, but
I've been looking for Illuminati ever since I started hearing that crap.
Truly, I enjoy seeing people work hard and seeing what that looks like and seeing greatness. You know what it is? Here's what it is.
What is it?
I'm going to give you something different than what you usually hear. Y'all know we read this book. We done told it 18 million times, The Big Leap. And in The Big Leap, they talk about working in your zone of genius, right? And how when you're in your zone of genius, you're the most happy, you're the most successful, and you're the best at what you can do. You know, you're the best at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been granted the opportunity to watch this woman work at her zone of genius. I don't think hers is the same as mine, but I want to get to that. And to do it at such a young age. Like, I even love that about Marseille Martin.
She's a beast, boy.
This is the young lady just turned 16. Watching her work at her zone of genius is just like, it's like, I don't know, manna from heaven. It's just like what I need. It's so refreshing. So that's the reason why Beyonce gets it from me so much. And then being a black woman at that and have it's a lot. It is a lot for me. But, and I know it's a lot for y'all because y'all hear me talk about her so much.
You make me suck my teeth at Beyonce. Yeah.
Yes, you're jealous. But
yeah, I'm jealous.
You are. You jealous because I talk about her and she's amazing. But yeah, she's somebody that I don't care how many flowers she's getting, she's gonna get some from me. They ain't never gonna be a day that I'm gonna be like, yeah, oh, know. I ain't got no flower for Beyonce. She gonna get this flower. All
right, you know who my I'm gonna move it on. You know who I wanna give flowers to? It's somebody that's brought me out of a lot of dark days and dark moments. Some of the darkest moments I've dealt with thus far in my life is my wife, Angel.
Thank you, baby.
She has truly lifted me up and brought me through some things. She's made me realize that I shouldn't, like, shadow my possible greatness. I need to live in that. I need to recognize it. And I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
See how I shut that Beyonce stuff down?
Shut up.
Nah, but for real, it's like, I know, you know, you feel, you know, it's a partnership and it's my job as a wife to do that, but I really appreciate it. I know I always say it in the moments.
You do.
But at the same time, it's like the way you help me, like the way you've helped me come out of those situations, and I've come out of all of them much stronger. Do what I went in. And it's because of you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So there's your flowers.
Get up, get your
Shut
kiss.
Up about Beyonce.
We're going to go back to that garage after this podcast.
I got to lean something against the door. That's what I should have done.
That's what you should have done.
Put the ladder against the door.
Something. Goodness gracious.
She specifically said, over the hood of the Mustang. I said, yeah. You damn right over the hood of the Mustang.
God is hell up in there on these summer days. Okay, is there anybody else? Of course, Michelle Obama is also.
That's something that a lot. I'm a really big fan of Michelle Obama. That chick is dope as hell.
Like, while I don't think I would cry meeting Beyonce, I'd probably flip out. I would actually cry meeting Michelle Obama. That is,
I think both either one of them, Barack or Michelle, I probably shed a tear. Like, you know what? You know what?
If I met Barack, I'd be asking where Michelle was. I'd be like, "Where's your wife? Can I please speak to her?" Let me tell you, this is what I
would
say.
Too. He might take it different.
Yeah, I think he would take it different.
Where's old girl? Hey.
Let me tell you what specifically about Mrs. Obama. I always say my mother taught me how to be a woman. She taught me how to get things done. She taught me how to push through and persevere. Michelle Obama, who did not become first lady until I was already a grown woman, showed me how to be a lady. And what I mean by that is that there were so many arrows and that she took, more than any first lady that I've ever seen have to take. I've never seen a first lady get dragged the way they did Michelle.
That was jealousy. They just could not accept that this excellent black woman was sitting in the White House. that turned their stomach. And I loved
she
it.
Handled it. Y'all know me. I don't have... Now that I'm 40, I have a lot more grace than what I used to. But prior to 40, gracefulness is not what anybody would use to describe me. There are other great words that could describe me, but gracefulness was not one of them. And just seeing how the way she handled it just made folk matter.
Oh my God. She literally killed with grace and kindness.
And it was so fire. I had never seen anything like it before in my life.
Like, it made me love her more and more. I was like, this chick right here.
I was just like, oh my goodness. Like, you gotta be kidding me. And I just, I had never seen it done. And I was like, oh man, I want to learn how to do it. Like, yeah, there'll be a part of me that will be ready to pop off. You know, there'll be a part of us that
will
always be.
You will always have the rat in you.
Yes. Oh, listen, we both did the video talking about people throwing food at us. It wasn't just me.
That's different.
No, that's not different. What I'm saying is that that part of us will always exist. The restaurant situation where people were throwing food at me and Marcus. But I also want the part of me to exist where I can take the arrows with grace and walk away from it. Where the people who thought they had me in the grip of their hands realized that they imprisoned themselves. Yeah. It's just like, oh, you thought, right? Oh, well, you thought wrong. And so for that, I just had never seen that before. Not as a strong black woman. Mm-hmm. What we usually see as a strong black woman does not typically look or behave the way she did. Not to say that every black woman has a bunch of sass and is just acting a fool or anything like that. But I had never seen it on that grand of a stage. And it just... Woo!
Yeah.
It did something for you, girl.
Yeah.
What did you like about her? Because you said...
All of that.
Oh, was it not something different that you
liked? No. It was just watching her walk in the grace that she walked in. And, like, she ain't, like... Barack Obama's wife, like, this woman is educated. She's powerful, like, and she knows it.
Yeah. Yeah. She held that man down.
Yeah, all the way down.
I just can't even. I can't. Even though I still don't take away my wish that she ran for president. And everybody's like, no, the America doesn't deserve Michelle. I'm like, America doesn't deserve her. No. But America needs her right now. Anybody else who you want to give flowers to? Anybody?
Mama. Mama gets her flowers though.
Of course our parents obviously have been impactful. I purposefully have not named relatives because my relatives, I would hope they know that I think they're the bomb.
They not though. Just your mama.
my people are dope.
I'm sure there are. I mean, there's so many people.
Let me give flowers to our Patreon real quick.
Absolutely. Patreon, family.
Let me give y'all flowers for real. And I'm glad that I'm able to do this in the podcast and this will be ever cemented in time. Marcus and I were very reluctant to start up a Patreon. I was more reluctant than he'll ever know because I've been approached to do a Patreon for a long time. And I was just like, no, I'm not going to make people pay for my content. Like, that just don't make no sense. And we decided to, like, go ahead and push forward. Like I said, we were like, well, let's prove to ourselves in our first quarter that we can be consistent. Because I was just like, I don't want to give people no wishy-washy mess. And you all came in here like gangbusters.
Yeah, y'all been holding us down.
I was like, we'll probably have like 10 Patreon, 5 of which will be our family, and I'll be just fine with that, okay? I'll be just fine with that. And you all have come in, not only have you all come in with like gangbusters, you all have been understanding because I mess up all the time, right? I don't know what I'm doing fully, and y'all know I'm doing a lot of this by myself, but, you know, because of you all, I've been able to hire an assistant to help me so I can crank things out, editors to help so that the stuff that I shoot actually shows up and you all can see it. But you also hopped on to the vision. It wasn't like you all came in here making demands for your $5, right? What I need is most of you all, when I would ask the question, because when the Patreon was smaller, I was able to like say something to everyone as soon as they joined. Mm-hmm. But when I would ask the question of what type of content do you all want to see, they were like, we just want to keep seeing what you do. I just want to support.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? You just want to see what we already doing? I can't even. So the fact that you all are just like truly, you just have our back.
Yeah, we appreciate it, y'all. It's,
my...
You got the wings and the heifers all up in the piece.
The wings and the heifers and the punches.
I still don't like that name, y'all. I gotta find one, but y'all seem to like it.
You can find something. I think once you start making your own content, it'll come naturally.
Don't throw it in my face like that. I'm just
playing. You're just ridiculous. In my five admins, there's Samantha... There's Carmen, there's Doretha, there's Shantae, there's Erica.
Stop.
And my substitute admin right now, Tiffany. Like, these are women who are literally volunteering their time to help make this thing run smoother. And I just can't even... I'm be honest, this is more than what I expected, and you all bless me. Like, you all... keep me, I want to be accountable. I'd be like, let me get on this live so I can talk to folk. And granted, it's not just you all who are on the lives that I do on Facebook and Instagram, but the fact that you all show up, it's amazing to us. So.
Yeah, well, we greatly appreciate it, y'all. We really do.
We want to give y'all flowers.
But y'all know, believe it or not, I mean, y'all might not know it because we have a podcast and everything and all this content, but I'm a man of very few words.
Yeah.
And I always try to make sure I give y'all what y'all, you know, show y'all some energy.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't get this energy.
No, they don't. No, he don't. They don't get no energy. So if you all, again, want to join our Patreon and be a part of this immediate family, these people that we have grown to love and that love us, you can go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Also, another really good announcement before I close this out. I will be performing at the Keep Your Distance Comedy Show on October 9th. It's a ladies-only show. We had to kick Tony Baker off of the lineup.
Yeah,
because
kicked him off.
I was like, I'm sorry. Last time I checked, Tony identified as a man. He used the pronoun he. Like, he ain't even over here trying to figure out what he identifies. He's a man. He shouldn't be doing comedy on ladies' night. So... I'll be on that show. You can use the promo code ANGEL to get $3 off. So make sure you sign up for the October 9th show, especially if you missed it the first time, because we are not going to let you see it afterwards. You got to see it within the 24 hours that we shoot it.
That's going to be a dope show.
It's going to be fire.
All the shows have been fire, but all the women have gone up so far have murdered the game.
Okay.
Like every single one.
Yeah. And if you don't come to the show, you're sexist. So those are your options. So make sure you all get tickets for that. Again, we want to say a huge shout out to our two sponsors, Rebecca Allen and Usual Wines. Please make sure you support them at Rebecca Allen, which is Rebecca Allen.com, and use our promo code ARGUE.
It's CCA, first of all.
Did I say K?
No, you said CAA.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me try that again. My apologies.
I was like, did I spell it wrong?
Rebecca. I did say, I'm sorry. It's because of, is this going to cause an argument? Is the CAA. I was sorry. Rebecca-Allen.com and use our promo code ARGUE20. And then Usual Wines is usualwines.com and use our promo code ARGUE for $8 off your first purchase. Anything else you want to say, boo?
I ain't got nothing to say, y'all. I think we good with this one.
Yeah.
Thank y'all, media family.
Yeah.
For tuning in with us live, and thank you for listening and watching.
Yeah. We'll be back. If you have any topic suggestions for any future episodes, make sure you let us know. You can email me, you can DM me, any of those things.
By the way, y'all, that ain't the children behind us making all the noise. That's just Amar.
Just Amar being that loud. All right, guys. We will talk to you later.
Y'all have a good one, family.
Bye.